Hello.
Hello.
Ooh. Welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Emily.
And this is Shelby.
By the way, I said, I want to say something different in the introduction. What should I say? And Shelby said, hello.
Anything.
She said hello, so I said hello.
Hello, it's me. Oh, wow. That was really good, wasn't it?
That was like incredible.
It was like 11 out of 10.
Yeah. Before we jump into our conspiracies, so Shelby and I each have maybe three-ish conspiracies that we've kind of researched.
Our research was YouTube. So YouTube. Nothing and we say.
Wikipedia.
Yes. Yep. Nothing we say is fact, really. And we didn't go too deep into it, but this will be fun because they're just fun to hear about.
These are all just conspiracy theories. Nothing we say is really factual. And we don't believe them, but they are super fun to talk about, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I love conspiracy theories.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun to think, what if?
What if?
What if?
Do you want me to start or do you want to start?
You start.
Okay, I'm excited.
Me too.
My first theory is actually a bunch of theories, and it's all about Disney. Very on theme, because you guys know how much I am obsessed with Disney. Just kidding. No, I have made fun of Disney adults in my other episodes, but turns out I kind of am one, so eat my words there. I'm just kidding, not kidding, though. So we're gonna go through a bunch of theories about Disneyland and Disney World. Some of these are actually true from what, well, I think they are true. Some of these are rumors. Some of these are definitely conspiracy theories that have been debunked. But you can interpret all these however you like. The first one on my list is that Walt Disney's head is frozen under Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
What? Why that yeah. ride?
So cryogenics became a thing a little bit before he died. There's a rumor that a reporter snuck into the hospital right after he died and saw, like, a cryogenic container in his hospital room, which is, you know what cryogenics is, right?
I just explain like, it. Like, where they freeze.
Yeah, where they, yes, they okay. can freeze bodies and stuff. yeah.
Why just his head, though?
That's I don't know. Weird. I honestly don't know where that theory came from. I don't know why it became a theory that it was under Pirates of the Caribbean. Another
yeah, so random. Well, it's like they need to keep his brain so they can get all of the new stories that were in his head.
Yeah.
All of the new Disney don't know. Stories.
He was cremated 2 days after he died. At least that's what the internet says. Some people believe that the movie Frozen was created as a cover-up. Because when you Google Disney, you know, Walt Disney Frozen, the movie comes up.
Yeah.
But that has been debunked, because if you Google Walt Disney Frozen, the first things that come up are theories about, is he frozen underneath Pirates of the Caribbean? Or, like, is his body or
wait,
head frozen?
Wait, let me see, because I haven't tried to look it up.
Yeah, just
Walt Disney Frozen.
Yeah.
Wait.
So, if that is true, that they made Frozen the movie to cover up Google searches.
Oh, yeah. The first thing, fact or fiction, was Walt Disney Frozen?
Exactly.
There's literally nothing about the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Until you scroll down a little bit.
If you put Disney Frozen, I bet the movie would pop up.
Yeah.
I don't believe that to be true, but it's kind of funny. Another theory about Walt Disney is that he was an FBI informant, or that he was working undercover for the FBI.
What?
some of the facts surrounding this were really confusing to me. There was something about in 1954, the FBI named him as a contact. But that doesn't really mean anything about him being like a secret informant or something. There was...
And an informant is like an inside man, right?
Yeah, just...
Like a spy?
What I think it's just giving the FBI information about people.
Okay.
But I actually don't know for sure what else an informant would do. Some people say he turned in several coworkers and friends to the FBI. I don't know if that's true or not. So that's interesting theory. Okay, moving on. We're going to talk about how Pirates of the Caribbean and the Haunted Mansion are actually haunted in Disneyland and Disney World.
What? You're making me, like, really not want to go to Disneyland. Actually, that would make me want to go because so I love haunted things.
I think originally the skeletons in Pirates of the Caribbean, when it originally opened, were real human skeletons.
What?
Which is, first of all, disgusting.
They have skeletons in their closet.
And second of all, I definitely believe that would make it actually haunted.
Well, yeah.
There's actually a lot of rides that have had rumors about it's haunted, like it's a small world. But I just have information on Haunted Mansion and Pirates.
I mean, the Small World song is a little bit creepy in its own.
Yeah, and all the little animatronics. So, I have a sister-in-law that used to work in Disney.
Oh.
I thought she worked at Disney World. Pretty sure she worked at Disney World, not Disneyland. She said that she had... So, she has a lot of friends that worked there as well, obviously. George, apparently, is a ghost that haunts the Pirates ride. He was a worker that died there and now wreaks havoc on the ride, especially if the workers don't greet him or say goodnight to him. You always know if something is going to go wrong with the ride because there's a door and pirates that will be cracked open when it's supposed to be closed.
Ooh.
Okay, so I think that was supposed to say there's a door in Pirates of the Caribbean that will be cracked open when it's supposed to be closed. And then when George's wife would come visit the ride, they would put an empty car in front of her and behind her so that she would sit on an empty one by herself.
What?
So that she could visit with George.
Ew.
So that is coming from an ex-Disney employee. So that's just through the grapevine. Thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah. And then Haunted Mansion... there's an authentic hearse that they put in front of the mansion, both in Disneyland and Disney World. This was so random, but some people believe that the white hearse, I don't know, there's a white one and a black one. I don't know if the white one is in Disney World or Disneyland, but some people believe that it was Brigham Young's hearse.
What?
When Brigham Young died.
No. What?
Because the guy that they bought it from, he does Hollywood props and stuff, but he bought it from somebody else who denied, or the information about who it belonged to was lost, but he believes that it was Brigham Young's hearse.
Weird. I like so want to look into that. Why do people think that?
Yeah. What?
Weird.
Yeah. I'm going to jump all over my notes because I want to do all the, like, haunted notes first. on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Why am I struggling so hard today? I literally can't talk. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is one of the original rides that opened in Disneyland. And it, supposedly, you are getting on the ride from the point of view of Mr. Toad driving his car.
Okay.
And apparently, if you actually pay attention to the storyline that's happening during the ride, he dies. Which is weird, because you're supposed to be Mr. Toad. So, he, like, goes crazy, and then there's, like, a big crash where he gets hit by a train.
What?
And that's, like, the end of the ride. So, I guess, technically, Mr. Toad dies. Which is kind of dark and creepy. Like, why would they put that into a children's...
What the heck?
But
and
I,
kids ride that ride?
Yeah. Okay, next one. Walt Disney had an apartment on Main Street in Disneyland, and he had a lamp in the window. People would know if there was a lamp. People would know he was there if the lamp was lit, and when he would leave, he would turn the lamp off. But after he died, a worker was up there cleaning his apartment, and the lamp was turned on, so he turned it off. Later, he looked up and saw that the lamp was back on when he was outside on Main Street, so now they just keep the lamp lit because it kept turning on by itself.
Wait, who saw the lamp?
A worker. So a worker was cleaning, turned the light off, but then when he went outside, the lamp was on. And it was the lamp that Walt Disney would always turn on when he was in the apartment. Ooh. So now they just keep it on.
His ghost. His yeah. ghost is haunting them still.
Yeah.
Or he's still like, I'm here. Don't forget about me.
That was also from my sister-in-law. I've heard that one somewhere else before, though. Okay. Something interesting about Disney is... now, there was conflicting information on this. But... apparently, Disney claims that no one's died on Disney property. Like, that's what they claim. But there's been a lot of accounts of people dying on Disney property. What they do, supposedly, allegedly, is they don't allow them to declare, like, someone be pronounced dead until they take them out of the park. Then they can be pronounced dead so that Disney can say nobody's died in the park.
Wait, so someone's just, like, on the brink of death? And they take them outside of the park so they don't die.
Or they, well, there have, if you look up Disney deaths, like who's died in the park, there's actually a handful of like workers or people on rides that have died. Like several people have died on Matterhorn.
Mm-hmm.
And they're instantly dead. But they like don't allow the paramedics to pronounce them dead until they leave the park.
Ooh.
Like I said, that's just a theory. But I don't know if that's true, because if you just do a quick Google search, you'll find many people that have died.
Have died on it.
In the Disney parks.
Weird. I wonder why they do that. Like, if it's because a they
wanna,
money thing.
Well, they just want to claim that nobody's ever died here.
Yeah, happiest they place on earth.
Yeah, exactly.
Oof.
Okay, so some other theories, and this one I believe is true, but there are a bunch of wild cats that live in Disneyland. And they come out after the park closes at night, and they live there. And I guess when they opened the park, they found them and decided to let them stay because they were helpful with catching all the mice.
Not Mickey. So,
yeah. So after everybody leaves the parks, just like a bunch of cats.
They just like let them roam, or do they?
Yeah.
What?
I think they just hide. Because they don't like
during
people.
The day?
Yeah.
Huh. They cage them, and then at night they're like, okay, go free. Eat all the rats.
Yeah. Hmm. So apparently, Disney might pump scents into the air. Like when you pass food stations, or like popcorn or churros, it's not just
from them
making
it?
Food, but they pump the scent into the air to make you want to buy it.
What?
I don't know if that's true or not, but some people think...
What if they, like, pump drugs and...
That's what some people think.
They're like,
it's mind control. Like, they're trying to control us.
Ew, they put, like, cocaine in there. Makes everybody yeah. happy.
Yeah, maybe. Happiest place
or, like,
ever.
What's a super euphoric... drug Molly know.
Laughing gas
they just put Molly or laughing gas in there.
Yeah,
that would be so scary. Oh my gosh, if that was true.
Some people believe that 200 kids have gone missing in Disneyland and they were never found, but there's nothing that confirms that 200 kids have gone missing. There have been some reports of attempted kidnappings in Disney parks. So,
well, isn't there
be
like
careful.
Conspiracy that it's actually just a location for human trafficking type
yes.
of thing?
Yes. Which brings me to my last point, which some people believe wild things about tunnels that are under the park. There are tunnels under the park, I believe, just for employees. but it's mostly storage and a way for employees to get around the park easier, and also a cafeteria, apparently.
Oh.
But some people think there's an entire city underneath the park.
A city of tunnels? A secret
city. Yeah.
What
and then some people think they use it for, like, it's like a human trafficking ring.
Ooh, but, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. Anyways, one.
That's it for Disney. There are more, but I didn't do all of them, obviously.
Are they interesting, though?
No, that's why I didn't include them.
You're I only like, did the I interesting don't ones. Talk about
them. Also, do I remember them? Not really.
Okay, so my first conspiracy is about Titanic.
Yes.
This one is a little bit more well-known, but when I was researching about it, which consisted of, like, one or two YouTube videos, so I am
when we putting, say research.
Yeah, when we say research, it's not very extensive, but I'm putting all of my faith into these YouTubers and hoping that their facts are right, but if they're not...
Look, we said nothing here is factual.
Yeah, nothing here is factual, okay? This is just for fun and conspiracy. Okay, so, in 1912, the Titanic sank in the Atlantic Ocean. We all know this. There were about 2,200 people on board, with 1,300 of them being passengers. Apparently, the ship's crow's nest, which is like the tall thing that you can look out of. I don't even really know what it is. Mm-hmm. Like where they can just search for things, didn't have any binoculars in it, which is kind of fishy. So they wouldn't be able to see
the iceberg.
Anything come in, any icebergs come in.
What the heck?
Let's see, I'm just going through my notes here. So the first sighting of an iceberg was only moments before it hit, probably because he didn't have anything to see it with.
Yeah,
so it was dark. He couldn't tell the captain. The captain decided to turn left and go in reverse to kind of try to avoid hitting it and ruining the ship. But then later they found that if they were to just hit the iceberg straight on, the ship would have most likely survived.
Oh,
so they should have just tried to slow down as much as they could and hit it straight on, and this wouldn't have happened. There were only, these are some more kind of fishy things, no pun intended.
Fishy. I see what you did there. Get it?
We're not funny. Okay. There were only 20 lifeboats on board that could save around 1,178 passengers. And if you remember, I said there were 2,200 on board. So there weren't even enough lifeboats to save the amount of passengers that were on board, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
And when they put people in the lifeboats, they didn't even fill them to their maximum capacity. So that's also kind of weird.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, they could fit, I think it said, like, around 65 people.
Why would they not just, like, get as many people?
Exactly. But they would put, like, 25 people on a boat. There were around 1,500 people that died in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, let's talk about some of the conspiracies. There were some things in here where I was like, what the heck? Okay, so there's the British White Star Line, which is like the ship's line for the Titanic. They owned the Titanic. They owned the Titanic along with some other ships. In 1902, J.P. Morgan, which is an American banker, bought the White Star Line. I don't know if that is like 100% fact, but that's what we're going with right now.
Sounds good.
That fact. Oh, yep. That's what I said. It wasn't clear in my research, but I'm pretty sure he owned the Titanic, the boat.
J.P. Morgan owned the Titanic? That's wild.
I think so. Yeah.
If that's true, that's wild because...
Or, like, something with the White Star Line. I can't remember exactly, like, how it all lined up. But
because he's still, like, J.P. Morgan is everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So there are conspiracies that he purposely sunk the Titanic. Now, why would he do that? He had some competitors that he knew supposedly would be on the ship. Hopefully I don't butcher these names. Isidore Strauss, Benjamin Guggenheim, and Jacob Astor were all on board, which were some of his competitors. To me, those all sound like fake names.
Why would the competitors be on the Titanic?
Because they were just, I don't know, honestly. That's a good question. But he knew.
Why would they give their business to their competitor?
I don't know.
Is it just because the Titanic was this, like, biggest cruise ship ever made and they just wanted to
experience it? Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that this was, like, technically the first time that it was sailing off.
Yeah, the Titanic only ever went once.
Went once, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but he knew that they were on that ship, and I guess, supposedly, he decided last minute to stay behind. Weird. So his motive was that his competitors supposedly opposed the creation of the Federal Reserve, which is the central bank of the United States of America. So that's kind of why he wanted to kill him off.
So imagine he had nothing to do with it, which is probably more likely.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how he felt, like, hearing what happened to the Titanic and thinking, I was almost on that ship.
Yeah.
There must have been a reason for him to
not die. God was on his side.
Yeah.
For sure. Or maybe he did sink it. Anyway. There's another theory that suggests that the Jesuits, which is just the Society of Jesus, that they sunk it.
Okay.
Or that they had something to do with it, and I don't really...
They put the iceberg there. Exactly. How would somebody orchestrate something that large?
I don't know. That's why this is all conspiracy. How did they know that they
were going to hit an iceberg?
But it's still, like,
in the middle of the night.
Kind of crazy that there's these coincidences. So I guess the captain was a Jesuit, and he was willing to do anything in the name of God. But it's like, kill thousands of people in the name of God? That doesn't sound very moral. Okay, this one is the weirdest one to me. Another conspiracy is that a mummy sank the Titanic.
A mummy,
yes. Now, just hear me out, okay?
Okay.
This mummy was named the Unlucky Mummy. And now here's some things about it. So, in the 1800s, a group of Englishmen were visiting Egypt. I guess the actual mummy never left Egypt, but the case that it was in was taken to England. So, like, the coffin, or whatever you call it, that it was in, they took it to England to further research it, investigate it.
Okay.
Now, people that were researching it or transported it, weird things happened to them. So, one man had an arm amputated after a gun accidentally went off. One man died. Don't know what of. Two suffered financial failure afterwards and lived the rest of their lives in poverty. So there's just kind of weird things that happen to these people that...
So it's a cursed mummy.
Yes. The unlucky cursed mummy.
Mm-hmm.
It was then donated to... So the case, not the mummy. The mummy always stayed in Egypt. They couldn't take it out. It was donated to the British Museum, but the men who transferred it experienced injuries or death. It was then sold to an American archaeologist who transported it to New York on the Titanic, supposedly. This theory is debunked, though, because the mummy case was in the British Museum's possession from 1889 to 1990. And
so it wasn't on the Titanic.
Yeah, so I guess it wasn't on the Titanic.
Well, if it was on the Titanic, it would be gone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And that's, like, another hole in that theory, is the Titanic only sailed once, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I'm, like, 99% sure.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure, too, that like, that's what we're taught, right? That it was the first time that it sailed off and then it sunk. So, my final theory, not mine, but the one that I found, was that the Titanic never actually sank. So, let me explain this.
I think I've actually heard this one before.
This one is actually kind of crazy. So, remember the White Star Line, right?
Mm-hmm.
They also owned a boat called the Olympic. These two boats looked very similar, but the Olympic was much older. It had the same departure and arrival ports as the Titanic, and it had the same captain, Edward John Smith, the one that is a Jesuit.
Mm-hmm.
In 1911, the Olympic had a collision with another ship. This left a huge hole in the ship, and it was claimed to be unrepairable. And the White Star Line basically didn't want to pay for the damage themselves, so they kind of were going to commit some fraud, insurance fraud. So supposedly they renamed the Olympic the Titanic, and then the Titanic the Olympic, which the Olympic again was an older ship, mm-hmm. which is now the Titanic, is what people say.
So the theory is that it's the same ship.
No, the theory is that they switched them. So they repaired the Olympic, the hole in the Olympic.
Okay.
And then renamed it the Titanic. And then on the Titanic, they renamed that one the Olympic, because that still, the Olympic went on longer.
Okay.
And sailed more things and people. So the conspiracy is that they meant to sink the Titanic, which was really the Olympic, so that they could get the insurance money. Then the newly made Titanic would be renamed the Olympic, is what I just said. Now, some plot holes in this one, though, are, or plot holes, conspiracy holes, I guess is what you could say, though.
I got you.
The ships weren't identical, so they didn't look the same. The Titanic's insurance policy was $5 million, and the damage done to the Olympic was around $7 million. So they actually would be losing money by doing this.
Okay.
And then another thing is, when they changed the names on the two ships, there would be hundreds of people and workers witnessing this and actually doing it. So they would all have to be a part of this lie as well. And then the ships would have had their same hull numbers, which is on every piece of the ship. Like, there's a hull number, and the Titanic was 401 and the Olympic was 400. So when they went down to search the Titanic, when it had sunk, the hull number wouldn't match up with the Titanic, and it did. So those are just kind of some of the things debunking that one. But
that would be wild.
Those were crazy. The mummy, though.
It's crazy what people believe, because these are all theories that people out there genuinely
believe.
Genuinely
believe. And it does seem pretty believable, because there are, like, a bunch of things that happen and that could back it up, but there also are a bunch of things that debunk these theories. But the one out of those three that I would believe most is that J.P. Morgan actually sunk it, because he did have motive.
Yeah. I've heard other theories that, you know, it was deliberate, because, like, people had beef with some of the elites that were on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just wild.
And there were some big names on there.
That's just a crazy theory, because how?
Well, and it's like, just why? Like, why would you do that?
How could they know about
an iceberg?
But there were
some very fishy things about the whole thing. Yeah, and how could they know?
How would they know? Okay, my next conspiracy theory is pretty well known. It's called chemtrails.
Okay.
And this one is pretty short. I don't have a ton of information on it. But basically, chemtrails is the conspiracy that when airplanes have the plumes when they're flying.
Just the trails.
Why can't I talk? Yeah, the trails from airplanes.
Okay.
Some people think that the government is expelling chemicals into the air,
mm-hmm.
for us all to breathe in.
Yeah, I've heard this one.
Like, people think that they are trying to do mind control, just like the
Disneyland.
Or maybe the chemicals are life shortening, or maybe the chemicals are sterilizing us. So some people are like, well, 20 years ago, we didn't see these trails in the sky.
Really?
But that's not true.
Really?
At least from what I've seen.
Like you can find photos. Yeah, from...
like there's videos and photos from 20 years ago. Also, well, remember 20 years ago is 2004.
Like, what the ew. Heck? That's weird. I do feel like, though, that some planes have trails and others don't, or like some of them are thicker, but it probably just depends on like how fast they're going.
Yeah.
And like the direction, the wind, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That one is kind of a freaky conspiracy. Yeah.
I don't believe it. Well, I think it is funny to talk about because we know somebody that genuinely believes this to be true.
Yeah. I know people that believe this. You know, for sure. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So funny. I don't know, like, you know what, to each their own. There have been conspiracy theories end up being factual, so
yeah,
you never know. I mean, what's real and what's not. There's a ton
of conspiracy that the government is trying to sterilize us and ruin our hormones and whatever, but I don't know, those are like the ones that if you get too deeply into, you're like, I can't do anything, I can't eat anything, exactly. I can't live life, and then that kind of ends up making you feel bad.
Totally.
So it does the
so opposite. I just ignore them.
Yeah. Do you have anything else on chemtrails? Okay.
No.
This next one. I know certain people are going to be like, why did you talk about this one?
I'm excited.
This is one where I'm like, I think it's true only because of photos, okay? Only. But there are so many things that debunk this theory, yes? Okay. So, obviously, it's not true. But if you look at photos, we'll post them on our story. It'll make you think twice, okay? That's all it'll do. It might not change your mind, but it'll make you think twice.
What, okay. Is this the trees?
Yeah. So... are trees trees and are mountains mountains? Are normal everyday trees just actually bushes and their once much greater former selves? Wait.
What are you even saying right now?
I did not say that right.
Are you fine?
Are normal trees bushes?
Are normal trees bushes?
Yes, that's okay. That's a part of theory. Anyway.
Okay.
The idea... is that real forests don't exist anymore, and the forests used to be a lot bigger and had massive trees about the size of 40 to 50 miles tall, multiple miles wide. Okay? Now, wouldn't that be crazy if that was true, though? But I'm also like, there could only be like 10 trees on Earth if they were that big in reality. Anyway... I think I'm making Earth seem a lot smaller right now if there were only 10 giant trees.
I think we have a lot of mountains.
We do have a lot of mountains. Yeah. So, I mean, it could be a giant forest.
Okay. We used to have trees that big?
Yes, yeah. So the theory makes a claim that those massive trees can still be found today. We just call them mountains. Okay?
Okay.
And... I guess they're... anyway, I'll get into it. Let me just keep going. So, there's...
No, I like it.
You know how there's certain mountains that, like, have names? So, like, mesas or plateaus or tabletops that are, like, completely flat? Have you ever wondered why they're flat?
No.
And this theory suggests that these used to be giant trees that were cut down. So, they're, like, tree stumps.
Oh...
because it's like, why are they flat? Like, it can't just be erosion. I mean, I don't actually know why people say that they are flat. I forgot what that is from science class. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Okay, so, like I said, mountains are like huge tree stumps or like tree corpses. Like, if they were to be cut down and fallen over. So, like, fallen trees, which is why there would be... the massive, like, mountain ranges, you know?
Who's cutting them down, though?
I'll get into it. Okay, so some evidence of these where trees are mountains. If you look close enough at some mountains, I think I'm going to say this one wrong, but it's called the Uluru Rock in Australia, and it looks like a tree stump. I'll show you pictures after. Okay. Just remind me, and we'll put these on the story. Another one is Devil's Tower in Wyoming, USA. It looks like a tree was cut down before it could grow to its full height. And then another thing about Devil's Tower that's weird that doesn't really happen in trees. I don't know. I can't remember the exact reasoning why people link things together. But if you look at it, it's like made of hexagon shapes. Like you wouldn't call it a cylinder. Like,
yeah, a hexagonal prism, I think is what you call it. Well,
a prism is like a triangle, though. Like a hexagonal...
Yeah,
what is that called?
It's called a prism.
A prism?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that's called? Yeah. Like a pole?
Yeah. Like, wow. If instead, like, it could be a triangular prism or it can be a hexagonal prism.
Oh.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I always thought a prism was just like a 3D triangle.
No. That would be a triangular prism.
Huh.
But it can be other shapes too.
Okay. So, if we're right, hexagonal prism.
Yeah.
Prisms.
If we're right.
Which is, if you look at photos of it, it's like, how did that happen? And people think that it's from, like volcano, or I don't even know. So, let's keep going. Another part of this theory suggests that rocks, so every rock ever, are just rubble left behind of these ancient trees. Which I'm like, there are a lot of rocks on this earth and a lot of different sizes. Yeah. And if you go into, like, history of rocks, they're formed in so many different ways. So that one is, like, very unbelievable. So what happened to these ancient trees? People suggest that it's from a great flood, the work of a race of long-lost giants, or a massive fire. So those are like the conspiracies of how they got cut down. Like, why aren't there giant trees anymore?
What about volcanoes? Is there anything about this theory that involves volcanoes?
See, that's, I think, something that people just, like, don't talk about with this theory. Okay. You know?
I'm like, volcanoes X trees?
Well, yeah, and that's when
that
it's, like...
That caught on fire?
When you look into the history of rocks and mountains, it just... Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But there are some mountains that it's like
that really look like
that tree. Really look like a tree.
Okay,
stump.
I'm excited to see.
And
those
that's
pictures.
The only reason why I'm like, this is interesting.
Makes you think. Do you know people that believe this wholeheartedly?
No.
Oh, okay.
I would just say myself.
Just myself.
But not wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
It's just one where I'm like, it actually made me think about it. Okay. So another way out there part of the theory says that the ancient world was a silica-based, unlike our modern world, which is carbon-based. So, these giant trees were silica pillars. Oh, that's a good word. A pillar.
A pillar.
Instead of a prism.
Yes.
They reached into the clouds and into the heavens, and conspiracy is that giants or angels cut them down.
Ooh,
okay. Now, a little bit more evidence. We've always known about this, and you can say that through some of our fairy tales, like Jack and the Beanstalk, Paul Bunyan, the Tower of Babel. Are these hints of our forgotten past? Who knows? But there are crazy claims. So there's, and I didn't fully understand this, but the No Forest claim, that it's like, our forests now aren't actually forests, and they used to just be giant forests, and our forests are actually just bushes compared to those.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, some other claims are mountains are actually just massive tree trunks or fallen trees, but conventional science cannot support any of these claims. So that kind of just debunks the whole theory.
Yeah.
But the only thing that we can claim is that the Earth was once much greener than it is now and had more than double the amount of forest we have today.
Interesting.
So, who knows? Who Maybe knows? Mountains or giant trees.
Mountain.
Mountain. Oh, I'm such a Utah. Mountain.
Mountain. My last theory that I was going to talk about is the lost cosmonaut theory. So this essentially is a theory that the Soviet Union is covering up several cosmonauts that went to space but died. Yeah, so, okay. A cosmonaut is just an astronaut, but specifically from Russia, I think.
Cosmonaut.
So here, I'm going to read an excerpt from Wikipedia, you guys. Very, very credible source, you know? Allegedly, Soviet and Russian space authorities have concealed the deaths of some cosmonauts in outer space. Proponents of the lost cosmonauts theory argue that the Soviet Union attempted to launch human spaceflights before Yuri's first spaceflight, and that cosmonauts on board died in the attempts. So basically that they've attempted to go into space several times before, but they died, and then they just covered up the deaths. The evidence to support this theory is regarded as inconclusive. And hoaxes. But in the 1980s, an American journalist researched space-related disasters in the Soviet Union, but found no evidence of these lost cosmonauts. Since the fall of the Soviet Union in the early 90s, a lot of information that was previously restricted has become available, including information on Valentin Bondarenko.
Wow,
I'm sure I said that
Bondarenko
super correctly. Yeah, I love that. A would-be cosmonaut whose death during training on Earth was covered up by the Soviet government. So,
okay, wait, repeat the theory one more time.
Just that the Soviet Union covered up all of the deaths of the previous attempts of getting people into space, of space travel. Because they were, like, one of the first people to send people into space.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were the first
mm-hmm.
Country to send, I think, okay.
We were the first well,
from
to
my understanding, yes, America was, quote-unquote, the first man on the moon. Right, that's a whole other conspiracy theory. Which I would love to talk about at another episode.
Yes.
But I think the Soviet Union was technically the first to just travel into space. But this theory is just saying that
every attempt,
their first attempt wasn't successful. They had previous attempts, but everyone died.
Ooh.
So, anyways,
that's it. That's weird. Anytime they, like, cover up deaths and stuff, it's very eerie.
At Disney? I'm just kidding. Okay, tell
Disney,
me your last
Walt
one.
Walt Disney is actually alive.
He's frozen indefinitely.
Yeah, he's frozen under Pirates of Caribbean.
Yeah, and they're going to unfreeze him one day and he's going to be alive.
But why that ride? That's like the only thing. Like, does it stay cold? Like,
I don't know. Maybe it's because there were other human skeletons?
Maybe, yeah.
I actually
it's already haunted,
no
so
idea.
They wanted Disney to haunt it and not the other ghosts. Disney overrides all the other ghosts to haunt Disneyland.
Yeah, he's in charge of the ghosts.
Okay. This is my last theory. And this one was actually quite interesting. It's not, I mean, I guess you could consider it a conspiracy theory, but it's more just like weird things that happen, or maybe it's just a crazy man that made a bunch of stuff up. So, this is the conspiracy theory of Mel's Hole. Now, in Ellensburg, Washington, there is a hole that looks like a well. This hole is on Mel Waters' property.
Is that a person?
That's a
person.
So
it's private property.
Yes, private property, and his name is, I believe, Melvin Waters.
Okay.
Okay. Or Mel. So the hole is about 9 feet 9 inches in diameter, and there's like a stone wall down it a few feet. So, okay. Like, there's some stone in there. And it's just this huge, like, perfect, well-looking hole. Now, Mel used it as a trash dump, and the previous owners also used it as a trash dump.
Wait, but did you say how deep it was, or did I miss that?
No.
Okay.
I will get into that. So,
I'm like, a trash dump? I'm like, it must be really deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So, it's
sorry.
This big hole.
Keep going.
But after a while, he wondered why it never filled up, because the previous owners and himself put all of their trash in there.
What the heck?
So, some more weird things about the hole.
I don't like that.
I know.
Because what if you fell?
What if you fell in the hole? Yeah, but we'll kind of get into that, too. What happens if you go into the hole? Anyway. Oh, why did you have to laugh at that?
I'm so sorry.
What's in there? Okay, anyway. Okay, so some weird things about the hole. His dog wouldn't ever go near the hole.
I don't like that.
There was, I know, dogs.
Dogs,
like,
no.
They have their senses.
Except my dogs are afraid of
everything.
Paper hole punchers.
Oh.
So I don't trust my dogs, but
yeah.
Most dogs know.
Yeah.
When danger is near. Sorry.
So there wasn't any wildlife around it, not even insects around it, and
what the heck?
Birds would like avoid it by flying,
okay,
like, around and not over it.
Can I make a prediction about this theory then?
Yes. Yep.
My prediction is that like a radioactive meteor hit the earth, and that's, and like, because it's radioactive, that's why.
But it's like a perfect
animals don't
hole.
Go.
Like, it's perfect. Circular.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, the impact from a meteor could make something perfectly circular.
Yeah.
In my head. That's not scientific.
Yeah. Physics?
I don't know.
If anyone
going.
Knows about physics, let us know if that could be true. Anyway, it caused... Okay, some more weird things. It caused his radio to pick up strange signals, and it didn't seem to have a bottom. And, you know,
it is radioactive.
If you, like, say something into a well or whatever, a hole, it usually has an echo.
Uh-huh.
It didn't have an echo. So you can't hear your own echo. So
weird.
He decided to send things down the hole to test if there was a bottom. Now, he got a bunch of fishing line and would, like, put stuff on it, like he would put a lifesaver on it to see if there was water at the bottom, and every time it came out completely dry.
Okay, so no water.
No water. And
but it was filled with trash.
But he still couldn't even like find the trash down there because he couldn't find the bottom. And he put
what the heck?
80,000 feet worth of fishing line in there. And he still couldn't find the bottom.
8,000?
80,000.
80,000 yes. feet?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah.
Somebody was trying to dig to China.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into some of the conspiracies that people thought
Where did all of the earth go that was in the hole? Because that is so much earth.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
What? And how do you can't even make...
Like a perfect
hole, like
hole that big. Exactly.
And then I had another question. What was it? I'm losing my train of thought here. But my other thought was... Oh. Nowadays, if that was me, I would fly a drone down there.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
But I don't know if it would lose signal.
Yeah.
Like, how far can it go without losing signal?
Exactly.
That's wild.
Well, and there are... Well, I'll talk about it. There's, like, weird things that happen to things that they send down the hole. Okay, so...
What the heck?
One of those things is, one of his neighbor's dogs... So, you remember how I said that his dog wouldn't go around it?
Yes.
He asked his neighbors, like, oh, like, are your dogs weird about going around this hole, too? And one of his neighbors said, oh, yeah, like, my dog died, so I threw the body in the hole.
Stop. Why would you do that?
I don't know. Why wouldn't he just bury it? Anyway.
And then not tell your neighbor that he threw a dead body
yeah,
on your property? I mean,
exactly.
A dead dog body?
Yeah.
What
the heck? But then, a few days later, that dog came back.
Shut up. No, it did not. Shut your freaking mouth.
His dog walking around the property a few days later, and he knew it was his dog because it had his collar on.
No.
But
I just called the chills.
The dog wouldn't come to him. Like, he didn't know him.
It's a portal into another realm of reality.
Yeah, that's one of the conspiracies. The dog is from another
reality, and it came back and didn't know that.
Yes. Okay. Let's keep going. So, remember how I told you that radio signals go weird when you put it around the hole? So, when a radio went near the hole, it would start to pick up broadcasts from somewhere else. And Mel recognized, so he, like, took his radio there, and he heard music playing. It was a little bit older, and then he, like, changed the channel and stuff, and it was playing, like, a broadcast of a game, like a baseball game or something from 30 years ago. Like, it was currently happening.
So people probably think it's, like, into another realm or time traveling hole.
And, like, all of the trash that they threw down there is actually just going to that time.
People in the 1930s are like,
where is this coming from? Okay.
What is this iPhone 15 box? what is an iPhone 15? What is AirPods Pro?
That would actually be so crazy. I would love to, like, look into that more and know if people from 30 years ago lived on that property.
Time travel is an interesting thing we could do research on.
Yeah.
I know I've seen one picture that is from, I don't know, it's black and white. So it's probably from the 30s or 40s or something like that. But there's a person in the crowd that is wearing, like, totally modern day clothing.
Yes.
And so people, from that one picture, people are like, time travel's real.
I believe it.
Like, he's wearing a zip up or something that did not exist.
Back to the Future.
Right.
That's such a great movie.
You can't say Back to the Future without saying
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Honestly, all of them are so good, too. Have you seen, I think there's like three of them.
I've seen them all. It's been a long time, though.
They're pretty good. First one is the best, for sure.
Okay, keep going. This is super interesting.
Okay, so, Mel kind of wanted more people to know about it. So, there's this guy named Art Bells, and he had a radio show. So, he went on his radio show. Like multiple times throughout this whole thing, and more people started to find out about it. So, like you said, their conspiracies were it's either a portal to a different dimension or a different time, or maybe it's a tunnel to Hollow Earth, which is a whole other theory on its own.
I was like, what? Hollow Earth?
Yeah, that's a whole...
Like the Earth is hollow.
Yes. People think that the Earth is hollow, or that there's, like, civilization in Hollow Earth, and those are, like, actually, like, the aliens and stuff that create crop circles and stuff, but that's a whole other theory that we could get into.
Love that.
So, eventually, the government and the U.S. military found out about it, so they kind of... took charge with this. They offered Mel money for him to go live somewhere else so that they could investigate the property and the hole. They blocked off the whole area, and so, like, nobody could get in, but they also kind of, they blacked it out on, like, Google Maps so nobody could see it on Google Maps.
Why wouldn't they want anyone to see it if it's just a hole?
I don't know, because it's more than a hole.
So do we have any pictures of it?
Yeah, I can show you.
Because I'm so curious.
So when Mel got back, and this was like 2 or 3 years later that he was gone, and they were like researching this hole. there was a bunch of illegal construction, and because of that, he had legal action taken against him, but it wasn't him that, like, had all of this stuff up on his property. It was actually the military and the government.
What?
But he, like, got in trouble for it.
Okay.
Which is really weird. Then, this is when it gets even weirder. There was a Native American tribe that contacted Mel because they wanted him to come to Nevada to research another hole.
They wanted Mel to research it?
Yes, yeah. Because he was, like, pretty well known because of this radio show that Art Bell's had. Because okay. he had him on several times and would talk about it and say weird things. So they knew about this guy, and they're like, we have another one that we want you to come look at and see if it's, like, the same thing. But I guess that it wasn't actually on, like, the natives' land. It was on, they're called Basques? I don't know. Their land, and they're shepherds. That's what they do. So
okay.
this second hole had, like, a metal collar around it and a metal lining. So okay. it was a little bit different. It wasn't the stone. It was super warm to the touch.
Weird.
The metal didn't make any sound or any type of vibration. For example, he accidentally dropped a tool down there and it didn't make a sound.
What the heck?
So they did some experiments on this hole as well.
Well, did it just not make a sound because there was no bottom?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
It's keep weird. Going. So one of the experiments, they dropped a bucket of ice down the hole. And in order to have this as a valid experiment, they had a control bucket of ice that was outside of the hole and then the one that was inside of the hole.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the control bucket of ice, once that melted, then that's when they decided to bring the whole bucket of ice back up.
Okay.
And when they brought it back up, the ice hadn't melted that was in the hole.
Okay.
Which is weird because the hole was super warm, so it should have melted a lot quicker than the one that was outside of the hole. And some more weird things about the ice is that it wasn't wet anymore, so it was almost like it was dry ice, turned into dry ice.
What?
So they tried to melt it with fire, and it caught fire.
Stop.
And it continued to burn for months.
Is radioactivity flammable?
I don't know.
I swear these holes are radioactive.
I know, for real.
Keep going.
And I'll talk about that a little bit more. But I just want to do some more, talk about some more experiments that they did. Sometimes I get too excited and my words jumble. Blah, blah, blah. They sent, okay, so another experiment is they sent down a sheep. Which a I'm sheep? Like, yes. I'm like, no, that poor sheep.
That's animal abuse.
Because they're shepherds, you know.
Oh, so they okay.
put down they're
just
a like, sheep.
Let's just lower a sheep down
I
there.
I know.
Okay, what happened?
So anyway, the sheep really didn't want to go in. Because remember how, like, all animals were,
yes,
like, super skeptical that's of this terrible, hole?
That poor sheep.
So it didn't want to go in. It was, like, screaming and fussing. It was in a cage, I guess. And then once it got down, like, enough feet, I don't know how far they sent it down, it stopped, like, making noise and stopped moving.
Okay.
So when it came out, it was dead. But it looked like it was untouched. So it, like, just
what?
Died. Yeah.
No.
So.
I don't like this.
I know. So they decided to cut into the sheep, butcher the sheep, to investigate it a little bit more. Once they cut into it, it looked like it was cooked from the inside.
Okay, the sheep. Radioactivity.
Yes. Now, Mel said that the cavity of the sheep looked like there was a tumor in there. So they took that out and it started moving.
No. Nope. You're done. You're done.
Ew. So, of course, what? They decided to cut into the tumor. Now, this is when it starts getting really weird, okay? If it's not already weird.
I can't handle it.
Inside the tumor, they found a baby seal.
No, they didn't.
And it
no,
was,
they did not.
It was attached to the tumor through, like, an umbilical cord. So so this sheep had like a baby seal inside of it. And something what else that was weird
saying right
about
now?
This was that the seal had human eyes.
No, no, absolutely not. You're done.
And it was like acting weird and stuff. And later that creature, whatever you want to call it, jumped back into the hole. Like it belonged there.
Okay, so this is going along with the theory that the earth is hollow and aliens live there.
I guess.
And like this hole goes in, like aliens live in there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, my here's theory.
New one.
Aliens traveled to earth in capsules, spaceship capsules,
mm-hmm.
and embedded themselves into the earth in these two holes.
Maybe. Yeah. And they
live down there.
There's a bunch of radioactivity in the holes that yeah. create yes, weird things.
From space.
Now, if this story hasn't gotten any weirder, here's some more. Before Mel went to Nevada, he got diagnosed with cancer. I can't remember what type of cancer it was. And they gave him about 6 months to live.
Cancer. Radioactivity causes cancer. Wait, no, it doesn't. Wait.
No, it helps.
It kills the cancer.
Yeah.
I'm dumb. I'm literally dumb.
So, radioactivity causes... I mean, I'm sure, like, at certain amounts, it can cause cancer, too. But that's what we use to help cure
that's
cancer
what we get
and
rid of
kill
cancer.
The
Because it kills
cells.
The cells
yes.
yeah, in your body. Okay, sorry.
So, after this experience with the second hole, he was completely cancer-free. And he thought he was cured by the magic seal.
Mel, come on, my guy. My guy. No, it was the radioactivity, clearly.
Yes.
I'm fully convinced these holes are just radioactive holes.
Yes. You're going to be upset because we don't get answers. But, so.
Is it that hard to test, you know?
Well, the government was testing it for 2 or 3 years,
and
we don't know
anything
about it. They're probably hiding information because it probably is aliens or something. I don't know. Anyway.
That's wild.
So, remember the ice that was on fire for months?
Yes.
Here's some weird things about that. One of the men in Nevada, like the Basque shepherd men, took it into his cabin to keep warm. He kept it in his stove or oven, and it started to pull moisture from the air. His skin was always dry. He was constantly thirsty. Then when he boiled water on his stove, the steam would be pulled into the stove.
No, I don't like that.
One day, the stove fell into the floor and created a hole. He still used that hole for warmth.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it's like creating another hole. Okay.
Okay.
But he still used it for warmth because he was desperate, I guess. I
was like, is he okay?
Maybe shepherds don't make that much money. Now, a couple weeks later, like he had left and then he was returning back home, his entire cabin had collapsed and turned to dust because of this.
What?
Then he like went off to live with his brother for a little bit. Then he decided to come back and like
to
visit
his dust house.
Yes, to visit his his dust house. And where the cabin was, there was a hole that was perfectly smooth and the stove was in it.
No. Stop.
With this
Stop
ice.
Stop it right now.
This strange ice.
What?
Another thing that was weird about this new hole is there were colorful birds that would circle it, and these birds were immune to bullets, I guess. Like, they would try to shoot them, and they wouldn't die.
Hello? hello?
Now, is this actually true? People have went back and visited Mel's hole, but you can't really find that much. And, like, the hole that is on the property has a bottom.
It does have a bottom.
It does have a bottom. Yeah. Like, now.
Oh, now.
But who... I don't know. But what's even weirder is there's no record of a Mel / Melvin Waters even living in the area. I mean, maybe he used a fake name. I don't know.
What?
And then also, Mel never provided any pictures of the hole. So that Art Bell guy that had the radio show that he went on multiple times.
Yeah.
He kept asking him, like, oh, next time you come on, like, let's see some pictures, let's see some photos. And Mel never provided any photos.
So did the photo, does the hole even exist?
Exactly. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Maybe
he's just... Or was this guy just like on shrooms all the time?
Maybe he's just a crazy man and made all of this up for fame. But...
Whoa.
Who knows? That one really took me in for...
That was a wild ride.
Yeah. A crazy ride.
Oh. So... Is Mel still alive?
I have no idea.
Okay. Cool. We'll have to check on that. Well, we are going to do conspiracies again, probably in October for Halloween.
Yeah. Also, we are planning ahead. So if you have any scary stories that have happened to you, you've experienced, send them our way, because we want to do an episode in October, maybe on Halloween. Who knows?
Yeah.
Of your scary stories. So, this was fun. I liked that.
This was super fun.
Let us know if you enjoyed this episode. Share it with friends and family. And we would also like to know some conspiracies that you're interested in.
Yes.
Even if they aren't true. I mean, that's why they're conspiracies.
Yeah, we love making conspiracies.
Yes.
Like... We'll just send each other videos and be like, what if?
Oh, yes.
What if? Or, like, so that's a lot of conspiracies revolve around, like, celebrities are clones, or, you know, certain celebrities never actually died.
The most
or
recent
their death
one
wasn't an accident.
Where I sent you, it was like three photos of Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Right? And the first two, her eyes are like really green, and then the last one, they're more blue.
Which, you were actually just delusional, because they looked blue in every single picture to me.
What? No, they for sure were green in the first two.
No, they looked blue.
We need to look at it again.
I think you're actually crazy.
Maybe I am. But it also could be makeup. Like, think of
how... You know how people edit eye color all the time?
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Photographers will, you know, brighten or change the eye color, so...
Yeah.
Anyways.
So it could totally be that.
I love making unhinged theories up.
But instantly when I saw that, I was like, she's cloned.
She's cloned. Cloned.
Cloned.
Anyways, yeah.
Let us know.
That's it.
That's all she wrote. Thanks for listening. Okay. We love you guys. Follow us on eb.pod. You're about to say bye. Follow us on eb.pod. That is a B as in bagel. We also have some new bookmarks.
Oh, yeah.
So if you are a reader, please message us, send us a text, a DM, if you would like a free bookmark. And we are on Instagram and TikTok.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Let's whisper bye.
Okay.